podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California.
My mic was moving like a dick.
What? Okay. Anyways, well, folks, it is.
I feel like I haven't sat here in a minute.
It's been a couple of minutes. It is now mid-January, and we are just now finally coming at you all the way from Southern California with our New Year's Eve celebratory
recap.
I, like most people in the world, got sick.
The swinger flu.
In this case, it was the swinger flu. I was actually talking to my Latin lover from the Swingers Couch podcast, and he reached out and he heard about all the wildfires out here in SoCal. And he was just making sure that we were all good.
Which we are.
We are good.
We are very much south, so.
Yeah, we're south and inland. But anyways, he reached out, and I kind of mentioned that I got the swinger flu. And he's like, what? He's never heard of that. So
really?
Basically, the swinger flu.
Everyone passes it around.
Everybody, a lot of podcasts have like a word of the week. The phrase that pays, whatever it is. We're going to talk about the swinger flu today. Swinger flu is not an actual flu. It's a...
Like the swine flu.
Yes. It is just basically a umbrella term for sicknesses that you get from attending
parties,
big events.
Yeah. And kissing a lot of people.
Kissing a lot of people.
Being in close vicinity with a lot
of
people.
Eating some ass.
You ate ass?
Okay, apparently we're diving deep on this recap.
We're recapping everything.
Yeah, New Year's Eve. There was two asses I ate.
What?
Okie dokie. I mean, you were standing right there. You basically helped spread them
once
for me.
Once you say it, I'll probably remember, but I'm not recalling.
You 100% know.
I'm not recalling.
But anyways, so but currently, and I know in a lot of the world there's all, you know, a lot of stuff going around right now because it is flu season and all that. And
yeah, I was sick over Christmas.
Yeah, so here
and got better just before New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God, because we had the party to go to.
Yes,
and then you were fine. You were like, I dodged it. You were like taking all the vitamin C, doing all the things. You're like, I'm not going to get sick. We were like staying away from each other. We were basically celibate from each other.
Yeah.
like we're don't doing get like close to me because I don't want
to. Bro hugs and like family kisses on the cheeks.
I don't want to get sick before New Year's. And then we both sailed through New Year's.
Yep, we got through New Year's.
And then you got sick right after.
Yeah, pretty much on... See, what was it? That weekend, we had some stuff the weekend after.
Yeah, it was basically the weekend after.
The 4th or the 5th or whatever it was.
Yeah, it was like the 4th and the 5th.
That Saturday, we were coming home. We had like a weekend full of just family stuff. And that Saturday night, I started feeling funky.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, all day long, I was like, all right.
So you got through. It took you 2 days from the big party we were at to get sick.
So... And then that whole next week, I was all sick, and I'm still, you might be able to hear it in my voice, I'm like still right at the end. I feel fine, and but I just, it's whatever's going around right now in SoCal, it's like, it's very respiratory.
And lingering.
And it sticks around right
Which
now.
Which is why, so why we are telling you all of this is the fact that this is why we have not
taken,
done a podcast since What? We did a...
We did like did the 28th or something.
Or, I don't know.
No, we did one with our Michigan friends.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And that was our like, last one of the new year.
It was like the 28th, yeah, it was right 29th, before we maybe. Left.
yeah, so that's why.
Yeah, we had big plans. That's why we
basically almost went 3 weeks without doing one is because...
Yes.
We've been... Well, you've been under the weather. So forgive us, please.
Please forgive us. I almost didn't want to do one tonight, but looking at our schedule, I'm like, tonight was the last chance we were going to have before. And we got a lot of stuff coming up that we wanted to talk about. And of course, we wanted to talk about New Year's Eve. And
we want to recap on New Year's Eve.
So I'm manning up for my man flu.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Manning up.
I got a man flu. So before we go any further, this is a drinking show. So tonight we are drinking some beverages.
Cheers.
Excuse you.
Ew. That was
cheers.
Weird. Gross.
All right. Don't
ever. Just kidding.
All right. So what are you drinking, my love?
So Mr. Santa Claus brought me the special blue bottle Bailey's, which has a recipe for chocolate martini.
Mm. It's almost like Santa knows you.
Right? So
have you been kissing Santa?
So I'm maybe having a chocolate martini.
That's why Santa got sick.
Yeah, maybe that's why Santa got sick. I'm doing, it's the Bailey's, the blue bottle Bailey's. I don't know how else to describe it.
Chocolate and then, Bailey's, yeah.
Yeah, the chocolate Bailey's. I think there's a few of them, but anyway. And then it said vanilla vodka, but we don't have vanilla vodka, but you use whipped cream vodka for your upside down pineapple shots.
Yes.
So we had that, which is sweeter, I think, than vanilla vodka. So what I did was I did 1.5 shots of the whipped cream vodka, half a shot of Kettle One, and then I did 1.5 shots of the Bailey's.
Damn, that's a big martini.
Yeah. It wasn't actually taste? Delicious.
Delicioso.
Like dessert.
Nice, nice. I am drinking, it's called, I don't know if this is the official name of it. It's called the Key Lime Pie.
TikTok.
And basically, if you guys are on TikTok, there is a woman out there, Michelle the Bartender. She basically does bartending skits, and she makes drinks and all that stuff. But anyway, she came on the other day. She did a TikTok, and she was asked, what is your go-to drink if someone asked you they want a sweet drink? And she said one of her favorites is the Key Lime Pie. So I was like, So key lime pie in her recipe is equal parts Malibu and rum chata,
mm-hmm,
with 3/4 ounce of lime juice, mm-hmm, and topped with pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm. I tasted it. It's good.
It wasn't my favorite, but it was good, and it's nice to have something that uses rum chata because we have 2 bottles of it, and
I don't know why we have 2.
I don't know that's gonna be a you thing because you're the one that has to go to Albertsons. You have to buy 6 bottles
because you get 10% off.
Yeah, so that's why we ended up with 2 bottles of rum chata when we never once finished one bottle of rum chata.
I think it was gifted. One of the bottles was gifted. I think I bought a bottle and then one of the bottles was gifted.
No.
I'm pretty sure. I wouldn't just go buy 2 bottles of rum chata.
Excuse me. My throat is still fairly rough right now. So,
anywho.
This man flu.
I liked it. Yeah, your it was man good. Flu was strong.
My man flu is strong in this one. But no, it was good. I would definitely have it again. It was
good.
The rum chata thickens it up. What? Oh, you're snapping at me.
Yeah, I'm just saying. It is good.
Oh. You're like doing random snaps in the air.
It is good.
Oh, but so yeah.
Snap. 2 snaps to the right.
So that brings me to TikTok. TikTok may or may not be going away. If it was up to you,
it would go away. It would go away because I cannot keep up with it.
You live on TikTok, but not on our TikTok. I don't live
on TikTok.
No, bitch. Come on now,
fish, please.
You scroll for 2-3 hours. No,
on like
no.
Facebook because I'm old.
Lies. So no, you are on TikTok. You just don't want our TikTok to have to continue.
Do TikTok.
Yeah. So here's what we're gonna do. New Year's resolutions. I know you got one. I got one for you too.
Bitch, please.
Get down on your goddamn knees. So the latest on TikTok, from what I understand, is there's currently the ban in place.
Was that the song?
What?
Bitch, please. Get down on your goddamn... Really?
Yeah.
That's catchy.
Yeah, Snoop agrees. Snoop and, I think, Exhibit. Yeah, they had a good time with that song. Made some good
Those
money.
Are some clever motherfuckers.
Yeah. So anyways, TikTok, as far as I understand, is supposed to go dark on Sunday, but there's some last minute.
One can only hope.
No, there's some last minute things going on right now that are supposedly going to push it out a little bit. So hopefully, for our sake. But most importantly, there's a lot. There's millions and millions of influencers.
Yeah,
that,
I know. A lot of people make money off of it.
That rely on that as their job.
I'm not trying to be an asshole. Yeah. I just don't want to have to post.
You're just being selfish. So hopefully they figure it out. And if not, you can find us on Red Note.
We're also
I'm working on my man, Darren.
We're also on Lemonade.
We're going to be on Lemonade at some point, wherever that is. You keep telling me about this Lemonade stand.
Yeah, because it's not Lemonade. It's Lemon 8.
Lemonade?
Lemon 8.
Lemon 8.
Like the number 8.
Lemon 8.
Lemon. And the number 8.
That is so stupid.
Like TikTok is any fucking better.
TikTok, motherfucker. It's got like a ring to it. Lemon 8.
Well, you just said Lemonade.
Well, yeah, make it Lemonade.
No, it's Lemonade.
That's stupid.
Anyway, I've already had people on TikTok request to be on my Lemonade. I don't know how they found it.
You have a Lemonade?
Yeah, because I... Yes, babe, I told you this.
Eliminate? Eliminate? Eliminate?
maybe that's where it came from. Eliminate.
Stupid.
No. Yeah. Yes, because I feel like you told me or someone told me that was going to be the next thing after... TikTok. And so years ago, literally,
I'm hoping
like a year.
Tom from MySpace comes back and saves us from all of this.
Tom is not MySpace, is he?
Tom was MySpace.
Was he? I thought he was Facebook.
No, that's Facebook is Mark Zuckerberg, but he's never been like a face of it. Tom was like
with the white shirt guy.
Yeah, he was like that stupid little face, yeah. And he was always like your number one friend until you changed it.
He's
but
my number one fan.
No, Tom. He
my only fans. That's Tom. Tom from MySpace.
He made a shit ton of money, and he's like a photographer, and he just travels now. But maybe he can come back. Rejuvenate MySpace.
Maybe we could create the next TikTok.
Okay.
We never have to post on it. We just own it, and then we'd become a photographer, and then we just travel the world.
All right. Okay. All right. So, anyways, brilliant idea. Let's touch on that again later.
Let's retap on that.
Let's move on from that. So, yes. So.
I had said earlier today that I was going to drink more drinks before we did this because I felt like I was falling a little flat. And now I think you're regretting my decision.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a bit. No, it's okay. It's okay. Anyway, so here's the deal for New Year's Eve recap. We there's a bunch of podcasts that I listen to that when they go to these long events, they kind of go back to the room and they record little 5-minute, entries that kind of documents that day. And then they, put it all in a compilation and this beautiful package. And they tie it up with a pretty bow. We tried that, but we are not disciplined enough to commit to like any type of regularly scheduled updates. And when we do, we're like hammered.
Well, here's the thing. Actually, here is the thing.
Here's the thing.
Okay. So
we try.
We will post this at the end of this podcast, all of these recordings that we did. So if you'd like to stay tuned, stay tuned.
At the end of the podcast, there will be
a shit show.
A shit show. About 20 minutes worth of a shit show.
A shit show, yeah. So if you'd like to listen to it, half of it's going to be boring, half of it's going to be a shit show. I don't know which half is which, but here it is. You told me we were going to do this, so we did it.
We tried.
The 29th. We were there from the 29th, I think, until the 1st, right? We were there 3 days.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So we did it the 29th. We did it the 30th, but we did them in the morning. So it was like we were hungover slightly. We weren't drunk.
That's true.
Probably not as, these ones are probably not as like fun, right?
Yeah.
So then when you had told me this idea, you were like, the people who did it was super funny because they were super drunk and it was super fucking funny. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, so we got back on, technically, okay, so my recording says it's the 31st, but it's actually, I believe, the end of the night of the 30th, because it definitely wasn't New Year's Eve yet.
Okay.
So it was the end of the night of the 30th. So it would have been
like 2 a.m.
Yeah, exactly. We get back to the room and I tried.
You were just annoying.
Well, we'll let the jury's still out on that. We'll let the people decide. So I tried to do one where we were drunk and you basically told me I'm too drunk. I'm not doing it. So they will hear that part of it where I try.
You tried.
And you shut me down.
Yeah.
So then we did one on the 31st, but it was in the morning. Mm-hmm. And it was after you woke me up and you're like, we're going to go to brunch. And I'm like, are we though? Mm-hmm. But anyway, so I don't know. I think that might have been the morning we did brunch. But anyway, so there's like 20 minutes between the four recordings that I have. The one that I think would have been the best is the one you shut me down in. And that was only 18 seconds.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not a good idea. I just hit the stop button.
See, you're like the governor on the drink bottle. You just got to take the governor off because that shit will just slow you down. My analogy is pretty good.
That's all right. Well, I mean, it's it's hard to get a good pour without the governor on a handle.
No, you get the best pour.
That shit goes everywhere.
Precisely.
No, we don't need that. We're not that
party's here.
But so
okay, so we did 4 days. Of or I'm trying 3 days. To
remember the whole thing.
We did 3 days of plush. We did 3 days of plush.
Where's plush?
Plush. Let's plush is everywhere. But plush New Year's Eve is in La Jolla, San Diego.
Yes.
At a well-known chain of hotels.
Yes.
And they do a soft opening, we'll call it, because it's not a full takeover the first night, the night before the night.
Yeah, the takeover doesn't begin until the 30th at noon.
Yeah.
But they have, you can, you know, check in obviously whenever you want on the 29th, and they have a nighttime party in one of the ballrooms. But the takeover doesn't begin until
noon. Oh my God, until you said ballroom, I totally forgot about that.
Forgot about the ballroom?
Yeah, actually that couple. Okay, wait.
Okay, wait. Should I hit the pause button?
We'll start from the beginning.
Okay. All right.
So we get there. We went very fucking early. We checked in, but there was nothing going on. We got into our room, and so we went out to go drinking in La Jolla, which we did Duke's.
Duke's.
We did
Hawaiian bar type place.
Yeah, and then right we went to Javier's.
Javier's.
We were trying to do a speakeasy, but that didn't really work out.
No.
And then we
had chips and salsa.
And then we went back to
the hotel
after that. Yeah. So we did some day drinking.
Yes.
Had some lunch, did some day drinking.
At that point there was definitely people there for the event, but there was nothing going on for the event at that time at the hotel.
Yeah. So we did all that. We came back to the hotel. It was Little Black Dress Night.
Yes.
That we were supposed to get our wristbands.
We didn't get. There was no risk. So now you remember the ballroom.
Yeah. Okay. So what I was going to say is that the couple that we have seen many times at EDR and at, they were at Bia Vita.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's call them the rave couple.
The rave couple. Okay. Yeah. We saw them the night, the little black dress night, right?
Yes.
Okay. And we walked in and everyone loved my little black dress, first of all. So she's like, you walked in and I was like, oh my God, I love her dress. And then I looked up and I was like, oh my God, I know her. And so that was their first time doing plush though.
Yes.
I don't know what they had done in the past, but anyway, I don't know what they said, but anyway, they're like, yeah, we're giving this a try. And then they were like, we weren't really sure what we were walking into. So we kind of had to explain to them, like, it's going to get bigger. Cause basically for the first night, not everybody comes the first night. It's like cause it's not a full takeover.
Yeah.
So, and you have to be covered and all that stuff. And then, so basically the ballroom, they cut in half with the dividers. So it was much more intimate, which I like.
Yeah, I do like the forced interaction.
Yeah, because we talked to them. We talked to another couple from here who we hadn't talked to before, but they were hung out with some of our, they hung out with Beard and Butt before. Mm. We talked to them, the tall couple.
Yes.
And then,
which later in the event turns out they're very big in the BDSM community, yeah. Which they put on quite the show.
Yeah. The next night.
No, that was New Year's Eve in the big ballroom.
It was New Year's Eve? I thought it was the following night.
I don't know, maybe not.
I think it was the following night.
Yeah.
So then we talked to them. We talked to some other people who listened to the podcast. She listened to one podcast.
She goes, oh yeah, I listened to one of your podcasts.
I was like, okay, so isn't that good to continue?
Well, that's where it stops. Okay, that is totally fine.
So if she's listening, then she's gotten to two.
She's gotten to two.
Hey.
What's up? How you doing?
but that is
funny. We saw a lot of people that weekend that listened, but that was the funniest. She's like, yeah. I listened to one of them.
Yeah.
she made sure we knew it was just one. Like we got like 36. We don't have a whole lot out there, but I mean, she's like, she got one.
Oh, that was funny. Anyway, we talked to them. We ended up seeing them actually as we were leaving. But anyway, it's nice. Like the first night, and this is what we wanted to do. We wanted to settle ourselves in. And I think it was a good plan.
If you guys listened to our one from last year, we went to the same event, but we came on the 30th. And we walked.
Yeah, like day two, basically. Day two. When it was full takeover mode.
Yeah, we walked into the lobby and it was just like nut to butt. Like
party. Boots and pants and boots and pants. Everyone was drunk already. Yeah,
and it was just like,
we were sober.
Whoa, it was a lot.
It was a lot.
So we went in a day early to kind of
ease ourselves.
Start on our own terms. And it definitely paid off.
Which it was good. Yeah, I think it was good.
Gave us a chance to get into our room, set up our bar.
Yeah, I mean, La Jolla is a perfect place to be. Like, there's nothing, like, you can do so much in La Jolla. But anyway, so, and like I said, but we talked to a lot of people that we wouldn't have talked to otherwise. Because now I'm thinking, like, that couple from the rave couple, you're calling them, we actually didn't see them again, huh? I mean, because at that point, the party gets so big.
We definitely saw them.
Did we?
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't see them.
The gentleman of the rave couple, he's he likes to wear very scandalous clothing.
Oh yeah, well, he prefers to be naked.
And he's pierced and he's normally as naked as you can possibly be.
Yeah,
he was running around in the lobby of the Marriott with everything hanging out with us, just except like a small string.
Oh, was he?
Multiple times. Oh. I waved to him no less than five times the entire event.
Okay.
That was the only time we like talked to
them.
Yeah. But they were definitely around.
So they seemed like they had a good time.
I mean, from what I could tell.
Next time we see them, I'm going to.
They seem like
we'll definitely see them in the summer because they're definitely pool people. But anyway, so that was the first night. It was good. Like I said, I always like those like smaller vibes so that we can like talk to people and stuff. And then the next day was when the full takeover started.
Yes, at noon.
Here's the funny part apparently about this whole thing. And they said it happens every year. Funny and not funny. Okay, so technically our takeover started at noon.
Yes.
On whatever day, the 30th.
Which is, by contract, is when everybody previously not part of this group
was supposed to be off premise. Yeah. Nudity could start, like, they still, like said, like pasties say, and that kind of stuff. Like, but
it's,
like,
it's not like nudity, full just nude, like full go out, but yeah.
Yeah. Pasties and however, that kind of thing. Okay, so however, you and I are in our room and we have a view of the pool.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, we're getting ready to go to the party downstairs and the theme is like sports. So I have, we're Charger fans, so I have lightning bolt, blue and gold pasties on, a like fishnet crop top and like my Charger leggings.
Yeah.
And you're like looking over the balcony and you're like, I think there are kids in the pool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, there's no way.
By this point, it was like 12.
It was 30, well after 12. 15,
12, yeah. 30, like, yeah.
So I'm like, there's no way. And you're like, I think they're kids. They look, and I'm like, we're on like the 15th floor or something. So I'm like,
I think it was like the 12th. 12,
whatever. So, like, so I'm like,
but I'm like, I'm pretty sure there's
maybe
kids.
You're not seeing them right. And so then you're like, no, I'm pretty sure. And I look over, I'm like, sure the fuck enough, there's fucking kids. So I'm like, oh my God, like, I don't want to go downstairs like this. So we wait a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
We have a few more drinks. And then we go down to the lobby when we're thinking there's, you know, clearly we're now like an hour into our time. There should be no one here. That shouldn't be. And then the plush guy. So we go to the lobby. We're drinking. We're talking to another couple. Or like
talking to another couple. She's wearing just full-on thong and like a small top. Everything's
hanging. She's actually dressed though like a bathing suit, honestly. She had, her top was a tank top, but it was, I mean, she's dressed like a bathing suit. I do have pasties on, and I am wearing pants. She's wearing a thong, though. But there are bathing suit thongs, and she was wearing a tank top.
But it's a thong.
But she was wearing a tank top.
But it's a thong.
Anyway, so the plush, thong. And we're in the lobby, obviously. That's where the party was. There's a DJ going. The plush guy comes over and he's like,
he was really nice.
He was nice.
I was waiting. He was like, started his introduction and I was like waiting for him to get to the point.
Yeah, it was. Cause he's like, hi, I'm so-and-so with plush, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. So every year there's this church group that always rents out or has their event here or whatever.
They do.
Clearly it's not a takeover because we all had rooms the night before.
Yeah.
But he's like, they have their own thing. They do the night before ours. And it's every year for the past 7 years that we've done this or whatever it was. And they're trying to get him off premise, but they can't. So
there's like a couple of people that just refuse to leave.
So we were like, and then you were like, yeah. And there were kids in the pool. And he's like, oh God, I'm going to go there next. And he's like, but we were just wondering, or the hotel staff was just wondering if in the meantime you guys wouldn't mind covering up. And I'm like, the fuck? And then you're like, go put my jersey on. I go upstairs and I'm looking at your jersey and I'm like, it's huge. Like,
It's a nightgown.
And I'm like, it's zero sexy. So I'm like, fuck this. I just took everything off. And I'm like, I'm just going to put a dress on that has absolutely nothing to do with the theme and come back downstairs.
Yeah.
So that was kind of like, whatever. I don't know. It was like, get the fucking church people out of here.
It was annoying for a second. But it was just, it was like, whatever. All right, you just got to go with
and
the
then
flow.
I just didn't feel comfortable. Like, when should I go get back into what I was wearing?
I heard people talking about they attached like an hour and a half. There was like a time frame. It was like maybe like a 3 o'clock or 3:30. There was a hard number attached to, okay, this is when we officially can do this. But yeah, it was annoying because I saw many women put clothes on and that is so sad.
That's annoying.
It's so sad.
It is so sad. So anyway, we got over it. But then we ended up having a little party of our own in our room.
Yep.
So we ended up inviting, like, we had our bar set up. So we had some of our friends that we know from around here come up. And then they had friends that came up. And our friends from San Diego came up. And
Batman and Catwoman.
Yeah. Sam and Cole.
Beard and Butt.
Beard and Butt were Beard and Butt there too? I think they didn't show up till the next day.
Oh. Starlevit came and joined us. And so we had a nice, again, this I'm probably blending multiple nights of Because there was multiple times we had a bunch of different people up there.
Yeah. Oh, so the first night. Oh, I totally forgot. The first night we had a couple come up.
Oh, yeah.
So I was again, everybody loved my dress. So the first night, yes. The little black dress night, I was standing there and this couple like waves me over to the table and they're like, she was like, I love your dress. I'm like, thank you. And then they were kind of talking to me. You were kind of like, the fuck? And nobody's talking to me. Well, you weren't wearing my little black dress, so.
Maybe I need to wear a black dress.
Anyway, so I was talking to them, and then we were like, okay, and we kind of separated, and they were going to go get a drink, and then they were in the drink line, and then we had walked up. We're like, okay, well, we're going to go to drink, like, minute, like, I don't know, a while after, we were like, okay, we're going to go get a drink too, just you and I, you know. And then we got into line
because on the first night the lines were getting a little long. They didn't have as many bartenders lined up, so it wasn't plus on all the other nights they had like security that would monitor like you keeping your drink, like you couldn't go to your room, bring a drink back down in your own glass. But on the first night, they weren't.
So I mean, there was nobody there doing anything. Like you didn't even get your wristbands the first night.
So you could literally go to your room, make a drink, and bring it back down to the party. So that's what we ended up doing.
Yeah, but then we went into line, and so we were like, oh, we're going to go to drink. So we got into line, and then I realized that the people I had just been talking to were like only like two people in front of us. And I said, oh my gosh, you guys are still in line. Because I felt like it could have been a while since we had kind of separated. And they said they were going to go in line. They're like, yeah. I'm like, you and I were both like, okay, well, we're not going to get in line here because we can go to our room because nobody was monitoring it. Mm-hmm. And then you started walking away. And then you didn't realize I had invited them to our room.
Yeah.
It's like
we're like walking, all of a sudden I turn around and there's like people following us. I'm like, oh.
I had told them, I said, hey, we have drinks in our room if you guys want to come to our room and not wait in this line. And they're like, sure. So they followed. So they went to our room. There it was Piggy and Daddy. Mm-hmm. Their dynamic is obviously he's her daddy. And so it was very interesting because they were in our room. And so it was just the four of us. Mm-hmm. And like hearing their thing, like she had to ask him for everything. Like if you asked her if she wanted a drink, she had to ask him, is it okay if I have a drink?
I think at one point I was like, all right, ladies need to take their tops off.
Yeah, you were like, ladies need to take your tops off. And then she was like, is it okay, daddy, if I take my top off? Which for me is a totally different dynamic. Like it's not my dynamic, but hey, more power to you.
That's the beauty of the LS is there's something different for everybody. Yeah. And we don't yuck anybody's yum.
Oh no, 1,000%.
So I was like, oh, right. Kind of went with the flow. Yeah. Like, oh, okay.
He said, yeah, she could. Yep. He was like, well, he is providing us drinks, so you can take your top off. So
that's the least you can do, right?
And then even when she had to pee, she was like, I have to pee. And then she was like, can I? And I was like, oh yeah, you can use our restroom. And then she was like, can I, daddy? And I was like, this is wild to me. But I mean, hey, like I said, to each your own. If that's your dynamic, it is what it is.
She was sitting in our cuck chair, so I'm glad he gave permission and she didn't have to go in the cuck chair. We had a pretty nice cuck chair. It was pretty comfortable.
Yeah. So that was the first night. I totally forgot. I mean, like, totally blew my mind. But anyway, then they ended up bringing us, like, three bottles of liquor the next day.
Yeah.
As a thank you for, like, hosting them in our room. We found out, like, she only plays with girls. And then, so I think they only do threesomes, probably. Or, I mean, I guess they could do an orgy with all girls and just him. I don't know.
But that's what dreams are made of. A lot.
But anyway, so anyway, he ended up bringing us like three bottles of liquor the next day, like mm-hmm. super nice couple. Well, I mean, yeah, couple for the weekend. I mean, she's married, but
yeah. Very interesting dynamic.
Yeah.
But it was fun. We talked to them for about an hour. Yeah. It was fun kind of getting like a couple different cocktails
You were like, at first you were like, what are you doing? And then I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just being me. I'm friendly. I don't know. And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Well, but no, they were super nice.
Yeah.
And then.
No regrets.
No regrets ever. We had a drink or two with them, talked to them for about an hour and then went back down. But anyway, back to the second day. So When did you eat ass?
New Year's Eve. I don't think we're going to get there in this recap. This might be a two-parter.
The fuck?
Yeah, now I'm looking at it. With all the audio I got to put in at the end.
You can just make it a long one.
You know how I feel about
that.
That's
those. What she said. Okay, so the sports party. Sorry, the sports party. We had people up at our room, and then we, that was fun though.
Yeah, that was a good time.
It was fun to host had it. Music host playing people up in our room.
Well, last year we brought all the bar, but we didn't
have anybody up in our room.
We never brought anybody back.
Yeah.
But I think now, we're more known for that.
Yeah.
When we go to events, we bring a bar.
Yeah.
So now I think people.
That is true. Because when we go to they know we have
liquor.
They're
like, hey, is the bar open yet?
Yeah, they know we have liquor. Because, we've done a lot of pool parties where we brought the bar and that mobile bar, man, it's a good investment. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was fun. And then we went back down to the party, hung out. You clearly didn't eat ass there. I don't think we really did anything. That night, huh?
Let me see. Sports party. I don't think there was.
Daddy had asked me if I played solo.
Oh yeah.
I was like, no.
No, I do not.
He's like, I just had to ask. I was like, yeah. I get it. Hey, you gotta shoot your shot.
You miss all the shots you don't take, right?
I know Sam got some that day. Afternoon. Yeah, I can't remember what she was calling the guy. There was a guy there that was, he had really nice teeth. I feel like she was calling him Emmett Smith, but I could totally be fucking wrong.
I think you're right.
Was that a football player on the Cowboys?
Yes.
Okay, and that's her team. So yes, I think that's what she was. I think that's who she was. He was a good looking guy. But yeah, so she had a little afternoon delight.
Afternoon delight.
Later when I saw her, I was like, she's like, I fucked him. I was like, you did? I'm like, in my next life, I'm going to be more like Sam.
That's right. And that was kind of a topic of discussion for the rest of the weekend, as I want to be more like Sam in your next life.
So then the night party was, what was the theme?
Nighttime party.
What did I wear?
That was
hardly anything. Most of the weekend, but
Daisy Dukes.
Oh yeah,
Daisy Dukes and white,
it was diamonds and denim. So I ended up wearing my slashed out jean shorts and a sequin. I don't know what sequin, but like a rhinestone mesh shirt.
I looked fucking delicious.
Yeah, you were in all silver. Do we have a picture? We have to. Did we take a picture? We were terrible this year about taking pictures.
There might be a picture out there somewhere.
Yeah. Then I'll put it on our TikTok if we do.
TikTok. Hopefully you do it before Sunday.
Yeah.
But that night was fun.
That was fun.
We definitely were not as hoey as we could have been.
No. And I didn't even know the orgy room was open.
You know, I completely forgot about that room.
Oh, you did? I didn't even.
It wasn't even in my brain, like where it was.
So, but that was the night that we had the, I'm pretty sure that was the night that there was that, the EDSM thing you're talking about.
You think that was the night?
Yeah, it was the tall couple and they had like four girls and they had them all bent over the couch and the guy did this whole whipping show on them.
Yeah, he had a lot of tools.
Yeah. So there was that, and then I'm like, that night is kind of a little bit of a blur. I feel like we took a nap, and then we like woke up, hurried up, got ready, and then I don't even know. Like, and then I'm just like drawing.
What we need? We need a personal secretary.
follow us around, and that's a terrible idea. Actually,
and dictate.
That's a. dictate
everything
idea.
That happens.
I think if I forgot it, I probably don't want to remember it.
Nah. I just, that night we went in, we went and had sushi, right? We had sushi during
We went to the sushi place
day dinner
with some friends.
Yep.
It wasn't as spontaneous as last time.
No.
Because we didn't know all the people we were eating sushi with. Yeah, I feel like that one, that night was just like, I can't even think of what we did.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we had, I'm sure it was fun.
See, this is why we probably should recap
before we have these podcasts. I think this is the night, no, this is the night though that we were so wasted that I tried to
record us
and you were like, no, we're not doing it. And so maybe that's why too, we were just like super wasted too. Maybe we just got too drunk.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, so then the following day, you tried to rally me for brunch with our friends. And I was like, that's a no. And then I was like, is everybody going? Fine. And I got up and showered. I had like, it was like a slow go. But we did. We went to brunch in La Jolla, which was super nice, actually, to get out. And we had some good drinks.
Yeah.
Good brunch, and then took a very small Uber home with her back to the hotel with Sam and Cole. Very tiny Uber. Yeah. It was like a Honda Civic for the five of us, the driver and then us four. And the only small one of us four is Sam. The rest of us, we are not small.
No.
So I
claimed a shotgun really quick.
Yeah, though. You did.
I ain't trying to jam back there.
We were sitting on each other's laps.
And then that daytime party was just a lingerie party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wore lingerie and nobody was there to tell me to put clothes on before.
That's right. I got my dick bit.
Your dick bit?
Yeah.
I kind of remember this.
Yeah.
By who?
Fuck it. Catwoman. Batman and Catwoman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, basically we right when...
We were standing by the bar on the
right when
the
we corner, walked right? down there. Yeah, we kind of went down there and we had some drinks. So I wasn't sober by any means. And Cat, bless her heart, it was... It was, you know, probably 1 p.m. at that point, and she was pretty drunk.
Yeah, they had clearly already been drinking.
Yeah, and I think we kissed a little bit, and then she, like, dropped down to her.
He said, fuck it, Catwoman.
And then she dropped down to her knees, and I'm like, all right. We're in the Marriott lobby, let's go. And she didn't pull it out like I thought she was going to. She just simply grabbed the entirety of it and bit it. Almost like a dog with a dog toy. She didn't like shake her head. She didn't go, arr. But she put some pressure on it. And I was like, oh, was not expecting that.
She bit me.
And it really hurt.
And it really hurt.
And then I think she stood up. She stood up and then she did it again. The second time, I think I was like, all right,
I'm not into this.
Yeah, this is cool. You just snorted. I'm like, I appreciate the attention. I appreciate the effort.
Charlie.
However, I don't want to have to explain bite marks to anybody. So
I don't know who you would be explaining them to. I was standing right there.
I don't know. You don't remember shit, though, apparently, when you're standing right there.
I don't. I really don't.
So, so yeah,
Charlie, she bit me and it really hurt. So there's that.
Yes.
Okay, I'm back. Guess who's back?
I think
back again.
I think that kind of like
woke you up.
Woke me up because I was definitely tired, but I was like, whoa. I'm trying to think what other like were there. There was definitely some making outs to be had.
Yeah.
That's probably where I got the man flu. Now I think about it. I'm trying to think what else. It's very. Clearly, I'm telling you,
I'm trying to figure out when the fuck you ate ass.
We need a personal secretary.
No, that's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Nobody needs to document all of the things we do, even though that's what we're exactly doing in this podcast.
We need a better recollection because our recollections.
We need to just not drink as much.
Sure, why not?
That's a terrible idea.
Let me know how that goes.
I do remember that night we went to dinner with Beard and Butt. It was just the four of us.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We went back to the sushi restaurant.
Yeah, we had sushi again.
Yep.
That was like kind of like the calm before the storm. That time we had
like a shit service, though.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, wasn't very good. But so this is on New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah.
We're there yet? Okay.
Yeah. So this is New Year's Eve. And the theme in the evening was fancy as fuck.
Yes.
So the party ended. The laundry there party was ended.
Do you remember the chick in the elevator?
You're going to have to be more specific.
I had said, oh, I was crushing on you earlier. And you're like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Like,
I did that?
I said that. There was a younger couple there that I have a thing for innocence.
Uh-huh.
I like to talk to people that they're uncomfortable because
you're uncomfortable.
I'm always uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But I've been doing this long enough that I can fake it pretty good.
Yeah.
And I feel like our vibe, I will say, can be very beneficial to newcomers because we're welcoming, low pressure.
Yeah.
And we're just vibes and, you know, we got
we're
drinks.
We're here for the party.
Yes. So there was a couple that had walked in and they looked uncomfortable as fuck. And she was a cutie. So I'm like, oh, she's cute. And then he was cute too. I'm like, all right, you know. But I was kind of in my head thinking like, if we ever like come close enough, I'll say, but I'm like, I wasn't going to like beeline across the room.
Yeah.
But then like later in the elevator, they walked in. I was like, oh, I was crushing on you earlier. And she's like, oh,
I don't thanks. Remember this.
And you're like, oh shit. I wasn't aware of that. You were saying that to me. Cause I was like, yeah, I didn't tell you. I didn't like go out of my way, but it's pretty funny. I'm like, yeah, crushing on you. You're like, huh? So it's pretty funny.
Did you anything remember become that? Of that?
No, she ran out of
you just
elevator.
Made her feel very awkward.
I think so. I added to her awkwardness. Hey, you know what? You got to shoot the shots, right? That was funny, though.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, we were drunk, so.
Yeah. So then the evening party was fancy as fuck.
Yes.
And you wore the sequin jacket you wore last year.
Yeah.
Because where else are you going to wear it?
I only got so much fancy in me. So
I only have so much fancy
in me. I spent like 50, 60 bucks on that last year. Like, I want to fucking wear that shit again.
Because you've literally only worn it once. Now you've worn it twice.
It's not going to go anywhere else except for a party such as this.
Yeah.
So I did that. And my crush DJ was playing again.
DJ Lolo?
DJ Lolo was actually at both of the daytime parties.
Yeah.
But she wasn't able to shine because her the music was a little bit lower.
Lower.
Yeah. And she is a tech house DJ.
Okay, babe.
And she really wasn't. She can't really do tech house at like a daytime party. It doesn't really fit. You need to keep it like very basic, kind of electro house and like, you know, kind of like some.
There's so much going on. I didn't even know there was a DJ.
Yes. So she was spinning that, but yeah, she was one of the main DJs at the big party.
So I still have to say, we've been to two plush New Year's parties, and my favorite parts of the parties are the daytime parties.
Yes.
It's everyone's so much more like crammed together. You're required to talk to the people around you. It's a vibe. It's not fancy and pretentious, which, yeah. I mean, not that necessarily the nighttime parties are, but
there's a level of it.
There is a level of it.
I mean, there are people that are definitely, you know, are dressed to the nines.
Yeah.
And that is not us.
No.
That's not our style. I mean, it's more you. It's not me. Like, I got fancy shorts, and that's where I draw the line. So, like, you know, I'm a ball cap wearing
a Florida boy.
Florida boy, flip flops, like fancy shorts, you know, cargo shorts. And so fancy for me is
your shorts don't have holes.
Exactly. It's not really my vibe. You clean up much nicer than I do. But yeah, so like the daytime parties where it's a little more, you know, kick your
like for me, I'm like, I can wear my slippers on lingerie night. I can wear my sneakers on sports day.
Yeah, so I'll agree with you. I had a great time every single party, but the daytime parties.
I've already blocked off my work calendar for next year. So, yeah. Other managers have also done that, but I'm like, if they try to make me work, I'm just gonna give them the fucking finger.
So, New Year's Eve night, we were having a good time.
Yeah.
It was getting towards the end. I'm not gonna say who it was, but there was a particular lady there that I don't remember my exact words, but I'm pretty sure it was something like, "Hey, let me lick your ass." And he did not fight me.
He?
She did not fight me. And
I can't with you.
I bent her over slightly at a 45 degree angle.
Were you over a couch? Or you just literally bent her over in the middle of the room?
It was in the middle of the room, but I'm pretty sure she was... I would say there's probably a couch in the equation there.
Mm-hmm.
It would have definitely been more comfortable for her.
Yeah.
I bent her over. I lifted up what little clothing she had on. And I went to town. And then there was another young lady right next to her. And I think I said something to the effect of, like, "You're next," or do you want some of this? Or I don't know what... What clever, but I was nose deep again. Like, it's great. Right. I'm gonna write who it was right now.
Okay, because I need to know, because I really do not remember any of this, and I apparently was standing right there, but here I am. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
that tracks.
We're all hanging out in the group there, so yeah, I don't think anybody would be ashamed if I said their names, but you know what? I'm just gonna. I don't lick and tell.
Yeah, no. I think we do lick and tell. That's the whole point of this. And I don't think either of them would care.
But I'm gonna keep it as our little secret.
Okay. So yeah, I did not do that. No one licked my butt.
I think you need to make your butt more approachable. Because
I'm dead.
I think I'm going to say this in a nice way. I think some people are a little bit.
You said I'm going to say this in the nicest way.
A little bit intimidated by you.
By me?
A little bit. Whereas, like, I'll do outlandish shit, and I'll be like, "Hey, you know, can I lick your ass?" People typically don't say that to you, not because they don't want to, but I think there's a little bit of, not a bad intimidation, just, I don't know how to explain it. I mean, like, even when I do that to you, I'm like, I still feel like I have to ask twice. You know what I mean? Like, are you sure? Are you sure? And by the second time, you're like, you know what? Probably not. Let's not do that.
Let's not do that.
No, we're good. So, yeah, open your butt.
I really don't want people to lick my butt.
I know. That's not your thing.
No.
That's not your thing.
No.
So, when I ask somebody and they immediately are like, "Yeah," then okay, it's your thing. Like,
yeah.
If it's your thing, it's my thing.
I love that for them.
I'm not gonna like bully them into an ass licking.
I will sit on a face.
I will sit on a face too. I've sat on your face before. It's quite nice. But so anyway, so we did the ass
lick. My face before. That's different.
I've done a lot of things to your face. So. We did the ass licking contest, and then shortly thereafter, I think we all just kind of went down to the playroom.
So there was a big playroom, which we totally forgot about the first night, or I don't know what happened the first night. We forgot about it, got hungry. I'm not sure.
I think it was a combination of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that wasn't that the night we got the hamburgers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That we ate two bites of.
we had some friends of ours. They were like, "Hey, is the after party in your room right now?" And it was like 2:30. We're like, not tonight. We're hungry. We're about getting, we're on our way to get some hamburgers.
We're already in line, I think.
Yeah.
But, so there was a playroom. There's an open playroom, but I swear last year it had beds in it.
It did.
It did, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's not just my brain.
It was a whole tour of there was beds lining all the walls.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, so 100%. This year they went cheap.
They skimped on the beds.
They didn't put any fucking beds. So it was literally the couches from the party upstairs, which they moved downstairs to the playrooms, which were just like,
they had a couple IKEA couches. Sex, they had some sex furniture type things.
Did they?
Well, that's what we were playing on initially.
Was it? I thought it was a broken couch.
I mean,
I'm pretty sure it was a couch people just broke.
Oh shit.
From fucking on.
I thought it was like a sex couch.
No.
Like, look at these angles.
I'm pretty sure it was just a IKEA couch that people just had sex on.
That's why I hate IKEA. That shit breaks way too easy. It was, what's funny is those couches were used just a couple of days prior to Praise the Lord.
You're so stupid. Those might be plush's couches, but now they're broken fucking couches. I don't think plush
travels with couches.
Maybe they should get the beds back.
Yeah.
So anyway, we walked into the room. It was pretty busy. Like, a lot of people watching, and there wasn't a ton of space to do anything. And I'm like, I'm not fucking on the floor. So.
Like, you're above that.
I am very much above that. Ah. Unless there is.
A broken IKEA couch.
A broken IKEA couch. I don't know. Okay, so Beard tells a story of, like, me running away and all this. And I do not remember any of that. But anyway, somehow we got separated, like, in the middle of a blowjob. I'm not really sure.
I remember. Well, here's the thing about you is sometimes you squirrel.
Right.
I don't always know why. but I do recall we were standing there and then my pants dropped and it was supposed to be a double blowjob with Beard and not Beard.
But
with Butt and you, and everybody dropped to their knees and my wiener came out and Butt started, and then you kind of left the scene. I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't know either.
He
was sober.
Here's the thing. Earlier in the night, we were looking for lube.
Yeah, Sam got us lube.
So I don't know. Maybe you were
looking for that.
You might have been looking for water. You might have been looking for a spot. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
I'm not really sure what you went looking for.
I don't know either.
Maybe you did find a
spot. I did find a spot. It was a broken couch. Again, a broken couch. And then we were looking for lube. And then Sam got us lube from her friends that we had met earlier, 2 days earlier. And then, but then by that time, Beard and Butt were gone. And then everybody was gone. And then Sam left. Like, she gave us lube and then rubbed my boobs and then left.
And there was
okay.
There was another couple.
So then you and I were fucking.
Well, there was another couple that we had. They hit us up on Cassidy earlier in the day. They're like, hey, you guys want to meet later or something like that. I'm like, well, we'll be at the parties. If you see us, say hi.
Yeah.
And then they actually came on that night and they said, hey, how's it going? And he was a beautiful black man. And she was a good looking blonde, so I was like, okay, like I could get down with this, And we talked to them briefly in the party room, and then later they were in the playroom.
Oh,
we saw
yeah.
them in the playroom,
but that was after. Later. So first, I think you and I just fucked for a little bit
on the broken IKEA couch.
And then we were like, okay, let's go get some water and let's go get like our lube and.
Yeah,
let's
go get our bag, which has like condoms and lubes and vibrators. And
so we went and did that
and
then came back down
water,
and it was, I think that's where we lost Beard and Butt probably, it sounds like. And then Starla Vic was gone as well. I don't know when they left, but they were there initially, I think, with us and then they were gone.
Yeah.
I
think when you squirreled,
it kind of separated everybody.
Everybody kind of like... took off and like did their own thing.
Yeah. So then we went back down And it was like the room was a lot, there was a lot less spectators and more people like doing things.
Yeah.
So then you and I kind of found another, a different broken IKEA couch. And then again, we were fucking. And then I know a couple we had met at like briefly at brunch. They didn't sit with us at brunch, but they kind of came as we were leaving at brunch. She kind of crawled over and was like,
yeah, they were, I remember I was standing and you were on your knees blowing me, and they were going at it about 10 feet away. And then all of a sudden I saw her crawling over on all fours. I was like, what is about to happen? And then she came over to you, started rubbing your boobs a little bit, and then she went up and grabbed my dick and started stroking me. I'm like, oh.
And then she was trying to call her husband over, and then he was like, he was like, I just came.
I literally just came.
He's like, I literally just came. What and do you I've want me to do
fuck,
here?
I wanted to fuck this girl.
Yeah, he was telling me, he's like, I've been wanting to fuck you, like, since I saw you with your ass, et cetera, et cetera. And I just came and I can't do anything. I'm like, we're good. It's fine. Like, don't relax. And then we ended up, actually, after this whole thing, ended up seeing him at the food truck at, like, what, 5 a.m.?
Yeah.
And we were just talking. They've been at it for, like, 18 years or something, I think they said.
Yeah.
And done all the cruises and the different resorts. So we were talking to them for a little bit. But yeah, he's like, if I would have known that I would have been over here, we would have totally played with you guys. But yeah, so she sucked your dick for a little bit. And then
after that was over,
that's when that couple came over.
The guy came over.
Oh, yeah.
And he kind of stood next to you, and you kind of started playing with him for a little bit. And then I was kind of like, all right, well, like, where's your chick? And this is what I'm thinking. So we stood up and we kind of walked over, or he left for a second and we walked over, and she was talking to someone else. And then some other woman came up and started talking to him. And we were kind of like standing there, like awkward, like waiting for our turn to like talk to them. And I'm like, okay, I'm done. Like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not going to stand around and like wait in line.
Yeah.
And then as we started walking away, and
he was like, wait, are we going to, did you guys want to, and we're like, oh no, we're going to go get food. Yeah. By that time we'd already checked out mentally.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we were drunk.
We were in it. We were drunk. We were in it done. While it was going. But then it's like, as soon as we get a pause, we're like, okay, no,
yep. As soon as it was going to happen,
it would have happened.
I zipped up our bag and my pants came back on and it's time to go.
I know. And then Beard and Butt were texting, but you were like, come back down here. But then they were already fucking
They were up there preoccupied. And we were, I'm kind of like I was down to go like party with them upstairs, but I also, I have FOMO.
You like to be in the space of like the I don't know unknown, what's like what could happen, you know? And that night, nothing really crazy happened, but you never know. And that's why we put ourselves in these situations, because sometimes nothing happens and that's fine and we fuck each other, and sometimes, you know, we end up in like crazy situations where we're like, oh shit, like this just happened, or I just did this, or whatever. So
that's kind of my mentality of that night. Beard and Butt were like, come hang out, and we're like, yeah,
you're like, come down here.
We're like, we're down here right now.
You're like, come down here. But then they were already preoccupied, so they did their thing. But
and then
eventually I will sit on Beard's face eventually.
It's gonna happen. It's bound to happen. Let's see what. All right, so that was kind of New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that was New Year's Eve to New Year's Day, and then literally the next day we had to go home. So sad.
On the way home, I did not come that night before, because by the time we got food and went back to the room and everything, so on the way home you ruined my pants.
I gave you a hand job.
You ruined my pants.
And then, with the hotel lotion.
Yeah. And then a couple days later.
That I handily came. Keep in my purse just for occasions such as that.
Exactly. And then a couple days later, I had the flu.
Swinger flu.
I had the flu A, B, COVID, norovirus, whatever is going around out there.
Mono.
I got it all. But overall, we had a really good time.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, I already blocked my calendar off for next year.
Yeah, but before we get to next year, we got a lot of shit coming up.
We do.
So today is the 16th, which is a Thursday. Tomorrow is the 17th, and this podcast is not going to go out till probably tomorrow night. But if for some reason I get it out before the 17th,
say less
party at the Cove.
It's a meet and greet.
Yes, that's right. It's a meet and greet at a public bar. Mm-hmm. It's not a takeover, just a meet and greet.
Yeah.
Say Less is our friends, Sam and Cole. They kind of put together like a little promotional company, and they're going to be doing meet and greets throughout the area. And this is their second one, and it's going to be at the Cove. So you guys can actually find their community, Say Less Productions, on Cassidy. I don't know if they're on any other SLS or SDC or anything like that, but... they're doing that.
Which just, I'm going to.
Yes, you are going to that because we have...
for a little bit, but we have family shit, so...
Really early family shit Saturday morning, so I'm going to be the responsible one.
I'm going to be responsible, but I can go and have fun without drinking.
Yes, I cannot. And then after that, February 8th. Is going to be a very special day in history. I don't know if you guys, I don't know if I've talked about it.
We've talked a little bit about it, I think, but you really haven't done anything since we kind of started this.
Yeah. So I'm a musician. I play guitar, sing in a band, and my band is actually coming off of a 2-year hiatus, and this is going to be our welcome back show.
Welcome back, Connor.
Welcome back, Cotter.
Oh, it's Cotter?
Pretty sure it's Cotter,
okay,
yeah.
Well, it's a 70s show. I wasn't born.
Welcome back, Connor. Welcome back, Jeremiah. But anyways, so February 8th is a Saturday night. We're going to be playing at Old Town Blues Club in downtown Temecula. So if you guys are anywhere local, you can find this event if you go to our community, Sweet Side of Life. All the flyers all posted there. February 8th, it's going to be a huge party. There's going to be a shit ton of LS people there. It's not a takeover. It is a public bar. So you have to behave a little bit.
It's still a bar.
It is still a bar. So we're going to play the show. I think we play till like 11. And after that, we're going to go out and hang out at other bars. And I'm pretty sure a couple of the hotel rooms that are local are going to have after parties. So it's going to be a fun night. February 8th, put it on your calendar. And then February 14th.
Through the 17th. President's Day weekend. We're going to celebrate my birthday.
In Vegas, baby.
In Vegas.
So we're going to go out there on that Thursday night. Friday night, we're probably going to go to Flirts Las Vegas.
We've never been. First time. We're excited for that.
Saturday.
Whispers.
We've been there multiple times, and they actually hit us up not too long ago about doing a podcast there during the summer pool parties. So we're going to go out, do a little recon and
pate.
And then Sunday, we are going to do the
pool party. It's not LS because it's winter.
Yes.
But what hotel did we say? I thought it was Cosmo. Anyway, there's a hotel that has a dome over their pool. So they do year round adult pool parties. So it's
and
adult.
A freaking dome, bro.
It's adult. It's not LS, but it is adult. So it should be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time. So that weekend,
we've got like 3 couples right now for sure going.
Yep.
With us.
So if you guys are going to be out in Vegas during that time, or if you live in Vegas and you want to meet us at any of these parties, shoot us a message. The Sweet Side of Life podcast at outlook.com. You can find us on what's it called, Cassidy. If you search the community, Sweet Side of Life, we're on there.
And we'll put rendezvous out.
We'll put all the rendezvous out, confirm. And we're going to talk about this upcoming dates again in the next couple of episodes as we have more time. But we're
and then in March,
running long. What's going on in March? Oh, yeah, March.
Oh, my gosh, babe. We're, like, ready for all of the things. So in March, We're doing the 311 cruise. Yes. So if you are LS listening and you're also doing the 311 cruise, please join that community.
It's the Facebook. We actually have a Facebook group. It's called the 311 Pineapple Crew.
Yeah. So we're doing the cruise. It's not obviously an LS cruise, but it's a 311 cruise. And we've
with a created, bunch of drunk 40 somethings. Yeah. It's as LS you can get without being LS.
We've created a LS group though, so that we can see all the like-minded people out there, even the ones that don't want to reveal themselves. Mm-hmm. But even before we go on the cruise, since we're going to be out in Florida, because that's where the cruise goes out of, is Miami. We're going to try to meet up with Swingers Couch Podcast, right?
Yep.
At Secrets?
I don't know if they're going to make the Secrets, but basically what it is we're flying out to Florida the 19th. And we're going to be hanging out in Florida, but on the 22nd, Saturday, March 22nd, I want to do a day pass.
Yeah, either way, we're going to go to Secrets.
Yeah. So I'm hoping...
We're hoping that Swingers Couch Podcast can meet us there.
Because they were talking about meeting us on the day before we go to leave on the cruise in Miami, but it's like a Tuesday.
Yeah, and it's a weird... I think it's a longer drive for them.
It's like five hours from, I think, where they live, whereas Secrets is basically in their backyard.
Yeah.
So I know on their Discord right now, they're talking about doing at the end of February, doing a big Secrets trip. But yeah, hopefully we can work it out where we see them on the March 22nd. I'm thinking we go out there, you know, around noon.
It'll be a day thing.
Daytime party. Yeah. And then we'll stay the night and then come home on the next day. So,
either way, I think we're doing Secrets.
Yeah. I would say we're doing Secrets. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So we're doing Secrets.
So,
and we're hoping to be able to catch up with the Swingers Couch Podcast while we're out in Florida.
Yeah.
Cause that's where they're at, whether or not it's at Secrets or in Miami or wherever, we're going to be there and we're hoping to.
She likes to have her nipples played with.
Well, there you go, babe.
YOLO.
On the other hand, I have very sensitive nipples. Usually, like 9 times out of 10, my nipples are very sensitive.
Yes, they are.
However, a lot of people like to play with them, and that makes them more sensitive. So then you have the problem the next day where I'm like, don't touch me.
So, I'm starting to lose my voice. I can feel it.
Yeah. This is a long one, babe. But we haven't been for a minute.
We haven't been for a minute. So I think we're going to close this episode up here. Like you were saying earlier, there's about 20 minutes of just random audio.
Most of it's morning bullshit. So probably not as exciting. And probably we discuss things
we might have said. I don't know,
and some of it may actually make more sense because it was literally right after it happened. So night recap might be, or the morning recap will probably be more valid than what we just went over. But
I don't know, maybe
if anything's contradictory, believe the morning recap versus this.
So we're gonna close this one up. Our next episode, I want to talk about New Year's resolutions. I want to look back.
Oh, I didn't say my New Year's resolution.
We're going to do it for next week or next week. So I want to do New Year's resolution. I want to recap 2024 a little bit. We got some stories in there that we'd never talked about. We have our jacuzzi romp that we never talked about.
Oh, our date with Beard and Butt. We never talked about that.
And the dinks.
And the dinks. Oh, that was a good one.
We never touched on that one. And then we also... have a Sunshine Girls party, our latest Sunshine Girls party we didn't talk about.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Another party we're doing. Yeah. We have another party with them, private party, in February. And then we have another private party next weekend.
Yeah, I'm exhausted. I don't have enough blue chews for all these parties, babe. Shit.
Yeah, you do. I've seen your drawer.
I had to hold the prescription because they were shipping them faster than I can use them.
And apparently you're going to shoot your dick up with fucking...
Nah, Trimex.
Trimex.
I was telling you that I wanted to try the Trimex. That sounds fun.
Yeah,
but
I don't know. I would never want to put a freaking needle in my vagina, so I don't know why you'd want to do that in your dick.
I don't have a needle issue. So I don't know. It's just it just sounds like a fun time.
Oh, but, and I bought gummies that are supposed to make my vagina taste like pineapple. So I'll fill everybody in once I get them. Well, maybe you can fill everybody in if my vagina tastes like pineapple after I've started taking these. Not that I have a problem with how my vagina tastes. I've just been told it tastes like nothing. So, hey, let's spice it up with some pineapple.
Pour some Malibu on it.
Well, that's a yeast infection. Exactly. I don't want that.
Make a mixed drink out of your vagina.
If anyone has the same TikTok feed or TikTok fip I do, they've probably already heard about what I'm talking about.
You've told me about these pills. They're not gummies. On my fip.
Well, you don't have a vagina, so maybe that's why.
But I do look at them, so.
It's true.
So anyway, stick around for the next couple minutes, and you're going to hear some interesting outtakes.
Or end it here.
But in the meantime.
Whatever you want to do. I don't even remember what they want to do. Just kidding. Keep your pineapple. Wait, right? Can you? Keep your pineapples upside down. Believe in unicorns. And keep shaking it up.
Love you, babe.
Love you too, babe.
Bye.
Bye.
Dear diary.
Stupid.
It's 7 p.m. on December 29th. We are holed up in our hotel room because our mom and dad won't let us go play. All right, guys, we're at the...
I have a smoker's cough and I don't even smoke.
All right, we're at the pre-party.
Pre-party. I think we got here a little too early.
We got here just in time.
I think it was early, too early.
No, it's fine. We're at the New Year's Eve plush party. We're here on March 31st, just a couple days early. Just a few days early.
9 months to be exact.
That's fine. Just enough time for our baby to be born. We're here. We're in our hotel room. I just got done setting up our bar.
Yeah, you did.
And we're watching some football. We have been down here in San Diego since about 1 p.m.
So early.
So what did we do?
We went to Duke's. And we had some... Mai Tai.
Duke's is like a Hawaiian. It's not a tiki bar
by
any means.
If they don't know what Duke's is.
Babe, we have people that listen to us from Russia.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Not everybody. So Duke's is a Hawaiian American restaurant that. Yeah.
It started in Hawaii.
It's very much commercialized. Yeah.
So there's one here in La Jolla.
So we had some seafood, which. For those people that don't know, La Jolla is in Southern California on the water. So yeah, it's like a beach city. It's like a rich, ritzy beach city.
Yeah,
so,
although it was very overcast today.
It was shitty weather today.
It was really shitty weather.
I had a brilliant idea of let's go down to the coast and enjoy some sun. You know,
it was sunnier where we live.
Just a few days after Christmas, I was expecting sunshine, but here we are.
It was sunny. It was sunny where we lived.
Yes.
It's just by the beach, you get this like beachy overcast, and we thought it was going to burn off, and
it
didn't.
Did not.
It was fine, though. We had some Mai Tais. I literally tried, I think, almost all of the drinks on the menu at Duke's. Uzu lemonade drink.
I didn't know we were doing a commercial for Duke's.
Mai Tai. I had their jalapeno watermelon margarita.
You tried it all?
Yeah.
Our bill reflected that.
Yeah.
and then after that, we decided to...
We were going to try to do a speakeasy.
We were going to try a speakeasy, but they were completely booked and reservations
and
only.
You lost your interest. Your ADD kicked in and you said, I'm not even going to try.
No. I was done. Moving on.
We did Javier's.
Which is a high-end Mexican restaurant. So we had some beautiful...
Because we're in La Jolla, so everything's high-end in La Jolla.
And we're in San Diego, which is a lot of Mexican cultures and food. Yeah. There, so it was rich Mexican.
Javier is a chain, though, too.
Is it?
Yeah. That's how I knew
it
was
people
expensive.
In Russia don't know that,
it's
again.
There's one in Newport, also a high-end area of Southern California. Anyway. So that's what we did today. So I feel like we got here a little too early because I was going to try to take a nap, but it just, my
nap. Got here just in time.
My nap wasn't napping.
So the official pre party for tonight starts at 9 p.m.
Yeah,
which is and little black
only,
dress.
It's not even seven. You said seven. It's still 3 minutes. We've been in this for about almost 4 minutes, and we still have 3 minutes till.
Are you saying that I'm lying to our listeners?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
You're a liar, liar, pants on fire.
So, yeah. So we're gonna. We just got finished setting up the room. We're going to shower, shave, and start to head down here to the pre-official pre-party.
In 2 hours.
In 2 hours.
That's a lot of time.
I have a lot to shave. I'm going to go bear. I'm going to be a bear tonight.
A bear.
We got drinks to be made. We got people to meet. Most of our friends are not coming until tomorrow.
Yeah.
But
tonight, I feel like we could have showed up like...
No.
A little bit later.
Did you not have a good time?
I did, but yeah. Now I'm feeling very downtimey.
I could give a fuck. You felt... You had a great time with me earlier, and that's fine. We had some good time together before I'm making out with someone else. So I felt like that was a really good time together.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's called planned, woman.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you didn't make out with me.
Yeah. You were too busy drinking samplers. I couldn't. I had no time in between. But anyways. So we planned it perfectly. So yeah, here in a little bit, we're going to start getting ready. We're going to shower.
Little black dress tonight.
Yep. I'm gonna take a shower.
You're going to wear your little black dress?
I have two. I'm not sure which one I look best in. So... I'm going to put it to TikTok, though. I'm going to put out a TikTok video. Which dress should you wear? Which dress should I wear? It might not make it out until after we're gone from here, but we'll see.
So then you'll wear nothing.
That's the plan.
No, not tonight. You can't wear nothing. No, you can't wear nothing tonight. Yeah.
It's not an official...
Tonight's not a full takeover. So
until noon tomorrow.
Look at you yawning.
Yeah, I've been yawning all day. It's called lack of oxygen.
Uh-huh. So our plan for this weekend to set people up is we're going to do these little snippets.
Yes.
Is what your plan was?
I'm thinking that's a good idea.
Yeah, snippets of our weekend.
We were going to bring our full array, our full setup, but as we were breaking down like our suitcases and our bar and everything, it was a lot.
Yeah.
And we're way up here on the 12th floor, and... if we bring people up to do a podcast, we can just record like this and you guys can just live with it. Because there's a lot of equipment. For me to do it proper, it's a lot of equipment.
Yeah.
And
it's honestly more likely to happen like this than with all of our equipment.
More than likely, yeah. Less pressure.
Yeah.
Then, yeah, everybody just kind of comes up and there's a bunch of microphones on the bed.
We just sit like, on the bed and we just talk.
We have a circle.
Circle time. Circle jerk time.
So yeah,
tomorrow afternoon's theme is sports.
Sports, yes.
And then the nighttime theme is
denim
and diamonds, which I think I have got. I know I've said it earlier in podcasts. I didn't know what to wear, but I think I might have dialed it in. We'll see.
I got my shit nailed.
I honestly
down.
Still haven't even put it all together. So
I am nailed down. If I don't win all the championships...
What championships?
There's contests.
No, there's not.
There should be.
There's
I'm gonna
not.
Win them. They're just fucking jealous. No.
I'm jealous.
You are jealous. My outfit is fucking amazing. So anyways, yeah, we're doing that tomorrow night. And then the on the actual 31st is PJs and lingerie during
the day
party, which starts at 1 p.m., I believe.
And then... nighttime is fancy as fuck. Look,
which I got some duds.
And then we'll wrap this up on our way home. Maybe. if we're feeling
maybe
adventurous.
We'll see. We'll see. No problem.
I have no voice.
Exactly.
But yeah, so that's the plan. We're gonna do so basically you're gonna get all of this all in one. So if you're listening now, you'll stay tuned because you're going to continue to get the rest of our weekend. That's our plan.
So this is Sunday night at 7 p.m. on Sunday night.
Still Sunday night.
Still Sunday night. Yeah.
And we're sober-ish.
You are not.
Ish.
Ish.
Ish. I said ish.
Ish.
We are ish. Not, we can are you not smell sober. The bourbon?
I can smell the bourbon.
And the garlic. The
yeah, I can smell your breath. The bourbon breath. All right. Let's call it.
All right. Well, we're not. We can't do the upside down pineapple thing because it's not the end.
No.
So we're just saying.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Bye.
Toodaloo for now.
Bye.
We're back.
Yep.
We. It's the next morning after the little black dress party.
Yep.
And we're getting ready to go eat some breakfast.
Yep.
Everything you're just gonna say, yep.
Yep.
And I'm getting my shoes on.
Yes, it is breakfast time. I am extremely hungover.
It was fun though.
Yeah, we had a good time.
It
was a heck of a pre-party.
It was a heck of a pre-party. They did a good job because they cut the ballroom in half.
Yeah, they made it more like forced to talk to people.
Yeah, it was more what's the word? Quaint, not quaint, but because yeah, it wasn't like a grandma's living room. But
it was anyway, very demure.
It was very demure. But yeah, it was fun. The only bad part was the lines for the bar, but that was okay because we came back to our room to get drinks, so made it a little cheaper.
Yeah, was there only one bartender? No, there's two, right?
There was three, I think, but three? For some reason, everybody wanted to go to the one we wanted to go to, and I think it's because he told everybody that he's a strong pour.
He's a heavy pour.
And he has done these events, and I do remember him from last year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I ended up bringing a daddy to, and they're, well, they call themselves Piggy and Daddy.
Yeah.
Back to our room. But just to have drinks.
Yeah, because they were standing in the same line, and our room was like a mere 5 minutes away. So we
said, "Hey,
you all bailed out, went back to our room, made some drinks,
a drink."
Probably about an hour conversation at least, right?
It was a while. Yeah, yeah, we were talking to them, but then they were like, "Oh, she doesn't play with guys," and I mean that wasn't my intention anyway.
Yeah,
I just wanted to.
I don't play with guys nice. Either, so we have yeah, a lot in exactly. common.
I just wanted to be nice because it was like a long line and they were friendly with me.
And we brought a bar for a reason, so.
Yeah, exactly. And they're like I said, they were friendly with me. She was very complimentary to my dress, which seemed to be a hit last night.
She didn't say anything nice about my dress.
No?
No.
Well, it's because you weren't wearing a dress.
Oh.
But
I was repping the podcast t-shirt.
Yeah, I did post that on TikTok, so
yep.
If you haven't
check out the talks.
Seen it, my dress is
met on another pseudo listener last night. She came up and started talking to us, and then the husband was like, "Oh, hey, that's the podcast you listened to the other day."
So yeah,
that was pretty cool. And then she walked away, so she must not like the podcast. Hey, we're not for everybody.
And then what else did we danced a little bit.
We danced.
We met. I mean, I did.
I don't dance. I make money move.
We but yeah, it was good little pre-start party. I'm actually not as hungover as I thought I'd be.
I am hurting.
Yeah.
Did anybody get the license plate of that truck that hit me?
I'm
but it's fine. It's nothing that a mimosa and a breakfast burrito won't help.
Right. We're going to go eat some breakfast and
go get some Starbucks.
Starbucks and then breakfast and then a little brisk walk.
Yes, get outside air.
I'm going to finish my water.
And then at 1 o'clock is the start of the next party.
Which is themed.
It's team.
Sports team.
Sports team.
So I will be in my LA Chargers sort of gear. I've made shifted it more sexy.
Make shifted it
more sexy.
Yeah, we're LA Charger fans, but I am not repping the Chargers today. I am. I have an old school. Remember Married with Children? The Al Bundy, he was Polk High. Well, I have a Polk High Bundy jersey, and then I have a No Ma'am hat. So that's going to be my sports team repping. I'll be repping Al Bundy's Polk High.
Polk High.
Polk High, 4 touchdowns, 1 season. Or 1 game. Not 1 season, that'd be fucking lame. So that'll be me today.
And I'll take pictures, and we'll post them on our TikTok if you want to see them.
Yeah, we have a shit ton of friends flown in tonight. they've already been texting us at like 8. Good morning. Like, fuck you.
Shit. They didn't pre-party. Well, they pre-party during the day. They went and watched football.
Yeah, like, I don't even know what time we went to bed.
I don't either. I was talking about that this
morning. I remember you were trying to get me to sex you.
Yeah.
And I was like, nothing's working at all right now. Like,
so then I just...
I'm on, like, life support at the moment.
So like, then I tore into a bag of Doritos like a rabid...
You can't get the sex, you're going to eat. I woke up this morning and there's a bag of Doritos in the corner and I was like, it was like a bear tore through our campsite at night. Like, what the fuck? Did someone break in?
It just kept ripping. I don't know why.
Drunk eating Doritos. You can't get the sex, you're going to eat the Doritos and you're going to be really mad about it.
Eat my feelings. Anyway, so we will get back. Atcha. Maybe next time we will be drunk. Well, you said you're still drunk.
I wouldn't drive right now. I just finished my water. I wouldn't drive at the moment.
All right. Toodles.
Later.
And day 2, right?
2.
3. 4.
I don't even know what...
5.
Today's Tuesday, I think. Oh, we're recording?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody.
What day?
I'm fucking exhausted, bruh.
I know.
It's Tuesday. It's New Year's Eve. Officially New Year's Eve. Yes.
There we go.
Happy New Year's Eve.
Happy New Year's Eve. We are... Last night, we did the Diamonds and Denim. And then we missed the orgy room.
We missed the orgy room.
We heard about it, though.
But we forego the orgy room for hamburgers.
We did, which we didn't eat. The fries were good,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, the fries were... Oh, shit. yeah, so... What are we talking about?
We did...
I'm not there yet.
We
I'm
did
not
here the yet. Party.
Yeah, we partied last night.
We had a good time. We had a bunch of people in our room for a while. We made drinks up here for the day party.
That was yesterday, huh?
Yeah. I met some new people.
Yeah, some we of met our some friends. New people. We were gifted some liquor.
We were gifted some
Dad
liquor.
Dad to our bar.
Yeah, Daddy and Piggy. Daddy brought us...
That sounds funny to say. Daddy brought us
brought
some whiskey.
Us whiskey and bourbon and vodka.
Yeah.
Some so bottles.
Thank you, Daddy. So now we're... Just got back from breakfast.
Yeah, we went to brunch with some friends.
Getting a bunch of text messages.
We're trying to see if people are coming to our room right now or if we're just going to go back down.
We know. Beard and Butt want to come to our room for a drink.
Okay. Tell them to come on by. So, yeah, so we have our bar set up. So, we had a bunch of people over yesterday. But now we went to brunch. And then we're going to go back down to the party. We just came up and changed.
Steel workers are power napping.
Oh, they're not coming over.
No.
Okay.
No. He just texted. He said, I'm not tired, but she's taking a power nap.
Oh, I could see that. Well, she drank a whole bottle of champagne at brunch.
So, yeah, we had herself. A great breakfast down on the coast on the beach. And, we're doing a podcast right now, right?
Yeah.
So, we were talking. And then,
we're just recapping ourselves.
So, today's... Did you already say what today is?
Yeah, you said it like 3 times.
No, lingerie.
Oh, lingerie. Yeah, no, today's lingerie.
PJs and lingerie.
You have your leg rest shirt on.
Yes. We're going to go down there and continue the party here shortly once a few of our friends are coming to get some drink. And then...
Tonight is fancy as fuck.
Fancy as fuck.
You looked good last night. You had all your diamonds on.
I felt good.
Shine like a diamond. You actually had the same hat as the bartender.
Yes.
That's funny. He said he wears them to all of his festivals.
Yeah.
Him and his
it's
wife.
It's a good hat. Yeah. My only problem is it does not hold a charge.
That's what he lost. You guys lost your
like
charge at the same
4
time.
4 hours. It's like a 4-hour charge, which, you know, anybody that's anybody knows, a party lasts longer than 4 hours. So I'm going to have to write Amazon about that.
We got back to our room and last night.
We got snacks. I forgot we got snacks.
Yeah. Sam just came down and got snacks.
Oh, yeah. Sam from Sam and Cole came down and got snacks. I want snacks.
Anyway.
I wasn't sure if that was code word, like,
y'all. Well, y'all she said y'all fucking.
Like, I got a dick.
Anyway.
Yeah, I think,
I'm like, I tried to do this last night, but you said no.
Last night, yeah. Like 3 o'clock in the morning, you're fucking drunk. I'm drunk. You're like, let's podcast. I'm like, yeah, no. Like, no. We just need to finish this cheeseburger and go to bed.
We didn't. We had to throw it away this morning.
But. So, yeah, wish you all were here. Some of you guys are. We actually have met two new listeners yesterday. One in the elevator, she recognized me out of nowhere.
I wasn't there.
Yeah, you weren't there. Yeah, she was just like, wait, are you, like, you guys do the podcast, huh? Yeah. She's like, oh, nice to meet you. So, met her, and we met another couple that she listened to one podcast. So, I don't think that's a win. But no. She got one.
She said she was a one and done.
That's fine. You know what? I'm one and done often. So, speaking of being one and done, I think we're done.
Are we?
Yeah, we got a party to go to.
I know we do.
I got some snacks to get, and
I'm wearing basically nothing.
Yeah, you are basically almost nude.
Almost nude. All right. Well, that was day two. It was much more fun than it sounds on the podcast.
Bye.
If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.